It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Ken D. Foster. Listen, have you ever thought there's something in your life that you really know? Geez, you know, life isn't working the way I want it. I really want to change things up. Well, today our show is called The Courage to Change Everything. And listen, what I found is if you change one thing, everything changes. And I have a special show for you today. In fact, I haven't done this before, but I think you'll really like it. So I've asked my friend, Tom Eddington, to be the host of the show today. And he's going to interview me on my new book that's just come out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It took me about 6 years to write this book. And it's filled with essential wisdom from the East and cutting-edge wealth principles from the West. I think you'll really enjoy this show. And I think once you hear about this book, you may even want to jump in and get that too. But first, let me introduce my co-host today, Tom Eddington. He has led some of the biggest global mergers in finance, tech, and oil industries. He went on to become one of Silicon Valley's top business advisors. Tom is the founder of Eddington Advisory Services. You can find it on the web at eddingtonadvisory.com. He's an expert in the field of conscious leadership, which is why one of the reasons I asked Tom to interview me today. Tom, thank you so much for doing this for me. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to having a great show with you.
You're very welcome, Ken. Great to be here and happy to be hosting the show. I love The Courage to Change Everything, and look forward to diving into the book with you. Let's start by just sharing a little bit with the audience about how you got started in the transformation business.
You know, I started years ago when I was in an unconscious position, I want to say. I was kind of walking around the world, sleepwalking. I was living in a city. I was estranged from my children. I had divorced my wife. I was spending every penny I make. I was in a place where I was surrounded with friends that I want to call lower companions. And I was in a therapy for about a year. And I started hearing this little voice in my head that said, you got to feel the pain to make the change. You got to feel the pain to make the change. I took it to the therapist. The therapist looked at me and said, he kind of got a laugh, a smile on his face. And he says, hey, Ken, I can't do anything more for you. You have to follow that voice. He's telling me that I came to see him over four voices that I'm hearing, right? So I'm walking out of the office and I'm thinking, man, you know, is he kind of nutty or is this something I really need to do? And, you know, it really came to me. I needed to really tune in to my inner voices. And I started doing that. You know, during that time, I found out how to meditate. I learned how to quiet my mind, still my mind, go within. And I have to tell you, Tom, that has changed. That not only changed my life, it transformed every area of my life. You know, from it really changed who I was, because before that time I was just running on logic and programmed by my family and institutions and my teachers. And after that time, what happened is my creativity opened up. I started writing books. I started coaching. I started becoming a teacher of this inner guidance and how to tune into that inner guidance. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it sounds like it didn't change who you are. It actually brought you back to who you really were.
I would say that's an accurate statement. I think I was always a very loving, kind, joyful, present, powerful being. I just covered it up. You know, it's sometimes the yogis talk about the soul being covered up with like a rust over it. And that's kind of how I felt. I felt that there was just something like a dark cloud or rust or something that was over me. And of course, later I defined what that was. Those were the beliefs, the choices, the baggage that I was carrying, the resentments, the anger, the misinformation, all of that really covered up and clouded this being of, you know, who is here today, right?
So can you share just a little bit about what that process was like of that removing the rust? What, you know, what practices, what did your daily routine look like when you made that shift? What was going on?
Well, you know, I remember one. Sure, I'll tell you real quick. I remember one of the books I read was along that path. It was called The Knight in Shiny Armor. And it was a book that really helped me identify that, you know, basically I was like a knight walking around with all this armor on him, right? You know, and the armor was all my ego and all my defenses and, you know, everything who I thought I wanted to be and what wasn't. And just, it was a mess. So my process was this. I got into clear with being able to do some personal inventory and letting go of my past, any anger, resentments, guilt, shame, remorse. I made peace with my country of origin, with my religion of origin. I made peace with my family of origin. I made peace with myself. I made peace with God. I had to make peace inside of me. And as a result of that, what happened is my life was like wearing a dark pair of sunglasses before I did this work. But after I did that inner work, it was like taking those sunglasses off. And quite frankly, literally, everything in the world got brighter for me. So it was learn to meditate, learn to wake up. I'd like to talk about that a little bit, how I wake up, my habits I have today, because I think that'll help people. But I changed everything. I changed up who I was so that more me could come out.
Wonderful. And what was that? What was the time frame in the process that you went through?
Well, that process is still going on. So the time frame, when I started this, I was at 1992. And it was shortly thereafter, about 2 years after that, that I decided to take up life coaching. And I heard a fellow on the internet, his name was Thomas Leonard at the time. And Thomas was teaching principles that I could really embrace. So I became a follower of him. And I started an organization down here in San Diego, which is currently running. It's called Professional Coaches and Mentors Association. So I founded that in my living room in 1995, 96, maybe it was even 97, but it was a long time ago. But I started that, and you know, I started to embrace anything that would empower myself or others. I think that was the key. For me, it's even today, I look at every day, I do a practice. It's called, I call it introspection. Other people can call it feedback or whatever you want to call this practice. But I look at what's working, what's not working, and what I can do better every single day. And that's one of the reasons I wrote this book, The Courage to Change Everything, is because I know that we need wisdom every day, and we need to introspect on our lives every day. And if we drip on our minds every day astute wisdom, and we start to introspect and start to ask ourselves that question, what works, what doesn't, what we can do to get better tomorrow, life gets better and better.
And as you started this exploration of changing your life, what did you start noticing, and how long did that take?
Well, first of all, it wasn't easy. I want to say that there were a lot of dark moments during that time. That and I had to learn about ants. Automatic negative thoughts, because I had a lot of them. They were going on in my head all the time. And so I started out having maybe one good hour, and then I had my aunts come back in. Then I learned maybe, you know, a few weeks later, I'd have two good hours, and then more aunts come back in. So it was a process, and it was a process of an inner, it was an inner battle. It was a battle between, I want to say, this programming that I've had in my life, and also the truth. So ultimately, the understanding, the wisdom, and I started following the success principles that actually work more and more. And learning, I had to learn how to master my mind. You know, and I learned along the way that the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our successes. But I had to learn how to do that. And I had to do it on many levels. I had to learn it on a mental level, emotional level, physical levels, spiritual levels. So many different levels. And, you know, it just took some time. But ultimately, what happened is that I learned that if I drip on that mind every single day, and maybe several times a day, which is what I do today, then ultimately what happens is I have more energy. I have more health, more wealth, more abundance. It's amazing if we just follow simple principles, how our lives can become so magnificent.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
We'll We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Tom Eddington, co-host on The Courage to Change Everything. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. If you're enjoying the great content and insights on Voices of Courage, then I encourage you to check out our new affiliates, UK Health Radio, Biz Talk Radio, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of you. Tune in at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and biztalkradio.com. So Ken, we were talking before the break about some of the practices and some of the things you did to go through a pretty significant transformation in your life. And let's talk a bit about where you've landed now and how you got to where you are.
Well, where I've landed now, and if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you probably heard that I've been writing books for many years now. I have 7 books published. I've also created many programs, the Greatest Year Ever program, Soul and Money program, Release, Renew, Evolve program. I'm a keynote speaker, and I also have, of course, the passion to help bring voices of wisdom into the airways, and that's what I do with Voices of Courage. So that's my passion today. I also live in San Diego. I've got a beautiful wife of 20-plus years. And I have 3 daughters and 12 grandchildren that teach me every single day how to live life and live it with passion and joy. So today I do live. I've got vital health. I'm a triathlete. I love swimming, biking, running. I'm going skiing this week. So I believe in understanding the body and understanding what we put in our body. And, you know, how simple things, just the right foods, the right amount of exercise, how we use our mind on a consistent basis, creates a life filled with joy and happiness. And it's not without struggle. But you know what? I choose happiness even in the struggles, which is a difficult thing to do, by the way. But that's kind of where I am today. And, you know, I've written my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. That book changed a lot of things for me, and I wrote it because a couple reasons. I think my family, I want them to know about the principles that I've learned over the years, and I had I'm a voracious reader, so I've probably read 1,000 books on the human spirit and personal development and sociology and psychology, and that's just since 1992. So I figured they're not going to read all those books. So what I want to do is distill the most important pieces of information that I've received from the studying the philosophies from the East and the philosophies from the West, and put those into a format that people can get and drip on their mind just 10 minutes a day. Most people I talk to, even some of them, I say, hey, do you have 10 minutes a day? And someone go, no, I don't even have 10 minutes a day. I said, great. You need to get the book, because then you'll have at least 10 minutes a day to take care of your personal self. But, that's kind of where I am today. So I'm in a place that my life is working, and I keep learning and growing. And again, it's not without difficulty. Everybody has that. But I have a different philosophy in my life, and maybe you do too, Tom. You know, I believe life is it's a giant school, and we're learning and we're growing and developing all we're meant to be. And that as we graduate from this school, what do we really graduate into? Well, we graduate into higher vibrations of frequency. And what does that even mean? Well, that means that each thought that we have carries a frequency, carries an energy around it. You can walk into a room where people feel that you feel their love, and all of us have done this. We walk in and we're like, wow, I feel loved instantly. We've also walked into rooms where we feel fear and anger or resentment, or somebody's, just their ego's got taken over. We walk in that and we feel it too. Well, what I'm choosing to do in my life is raise that energy. And for people that work with me, they raise their consciousness. They raise that level of vibration. And what happens is their lives get better. It's almost like magic. Not that you don't have to do the work, but I live in a bubble. I know you do too, Tom. We live in a bubble filled with people that are high integrity, that are compassionate and caring, that really care about us and what happens to us in our lives, that are there, and they're like-minded beings, and they're out making a difference and getting their message into the world. So that's kind of where I live today.
Well, it sounds like just from our conversations, you made that decision that you were courageous enough to change everything in your life, and then through a combination of teachers and books and practices, you set yourself up for the journey that you've been on.
Well, isn't that, I believe life is a dream. We're either dreaming dreams of abundance and joy and happiness, or dreaming dreams of nightmares. And I have lived some of those nightmares that I personally created. I believe it takes all of us, when things aren't going right, to look at what's going on, that we are our part in creating that peace, whether it's an upset with our family or our wives or spouses, or it's a business loss, for us to go look at that dispassionately and say, okay, here's my part. Then you can't change what you can't acknowledge. But once we acknowledge it, we have a part in this, then we can make changes for a better future. So that's what I constantly do that. And I'll give you a story about working together in harmony and making those changes. When right when I met my wife Judy, I had just bought lots of furniture and stuff for my home, and I was really attached to a lot of things. And we came together, and her and I made a conscious choice to only bring things into the home that we moved into together that we both love. That was it. It was a conscious choice. So that meant I had, at one point in my life, I used to get upset when I lost a pencil. So that meant I had to step up and evolve. And I needed to let go of some of the things that I was attached to and only bring things, because she didn't like some of my stuff. And she had to do the same thing, but she didn't seem to mind like I did. She was able to let it go. And we created this beautiful home, though. We learned principles of feng shui and energy and flow and all of our people, all of our things in our home. So when we walk in this home, it really feels you walk into love, because we love everything in here. So I had to learn some of those principles that are kind of silly, and yet at the same time, they make all the difference in the world. Same thing with letting go. We're starting a new year now, and there's certain people in my life that have been there. They've been good for me and teachers and stuff. But over the last several years, I've looked at those people that I want to spend time with and those people that I've spent time with, but maybe it's not the right match right now. And I just withdraw my energy from those people. It's not that I have a conversation, like, I'm going to let you out of my life. I just draw energy out and put focus where it helps me grow. It helps my family grow. And it helps me to become all I'm meant to be. So I do some of those practices. And I do them, by the way, Tom, every day. I have some success habits when I wake up in the morning. And I just kind of want people to know this. You know, I think how we start our day is a lot of times how we end our day. Although I do have a practice of starting my day over if it's not going right. But I will say this, I start with getting out. When I open my eyes, I let my mind know that I'm awake and alert. I give that command to my mind. I'm awake and alert. I a lot of times go right to gratitude, what I'm grateful for. I wake up then and I have a meditation practice. I usually meditate for an hour in the morning, and I try to meditate around an hour in the evening right now. And so that's a conscious decision. And then there's a conscious decision to put the right foods in my body that energize my body, and a conscious decision to exercise on a continuous basis. And there's also a conscious decision to ask the specific questions that are in this book. Every day I wake up now, and I go to day 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever day I'm on, and I read it and I journal about it. And that helps my mind get really clear about the highest priorities for myself today, so I'm not scattered all over the place. Now, do I have a controlled life? Yes, I do. Is it okay if things come up that are disruptive? I prepare for that too, because I already know it's coming. I already know the disruptions are coming. I know my wife's going to need something. My kids are going to need something. Something's going to happen. There's an earthquake here, a new storm there, a business partner that leaves. There's something happening. So I already know that. So I'm a warrior that says, okay, it's coming. Now I'm prepared. Now I don't react when it comes. It's already going to show up. I already know that. I already know that there's certain things that I have to take care of every day that if I don't take care of those things, they'll pile up. They'll create clutter. They'll create. So yes, I look at my life at weird different points of view, but I think a lot of people can relate to that. I hope you can. If you can't, then I hope you'll start relating to it, because it leads to a life filled with joy and love, happiness and peace.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today's show is The Courage to Change Everything. I'm Tom Eddington, and I've got the distinct pleasure of co-hosting the show with Ken D. Foster. I truly thank you for tuning in and appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at www.voicesofcourage.us. And to play our podcast, just tell Siri, Alexa, Cortana, play Voices of Courage podcast, or just Google Voices of Courage. Welcome back, Ken.
Thanks so much, Tom. I'm excited. I'm really enjoying this interview today.
So you were talking about the practices before the break that you do and the way you approach each of your days. For me, you and I've talked about this before. I actually start my day the night before. As I'm going to bed, I just reflect on, do I like how I showed up today? And through that, you know, just a quick, whatever it's 30, 45 seconds, maybe a couple of minutes, exploration of, yes, I like how I showed up, or no, I didn't, and why? Out of that, I have an intention that I actually set for the next day. So when I go into dream time, when I go into my sleeping hours, I'm setting an intention for the new day. And I wake up in the morning with that intention already set. Slightly different from you, but it seems like the practice you have is working for you really well and has worked with a lot of the folks you've worked with and coached over the years.
Well, you know, Tom, I think what you bring up is a good point. Just because I do it a certain way doesn't mean everybody has to do it a certain way. There's a whole bunch of different ways to do it, but I think the principles are the same. And one of the things, thanks for reminding me about the night before, because I do set intention when I go to sleep on several levels. I will a lot of times set a spiritual intention when I sleep. Or if I have something I'm working on, a challenge, a problem or something, I'll set an intention to come up with that answer while I sleep. And the other thing is, I always set intention, though, to wake up feeling bright and alert and alive. So I like that you said that. And, you know, these principles are ancient principles. They didn't come from me. They didn't come from you. They're ways that the ancients have taught us to live that were kind of, I'd say, in the Dark Ages, were just buried. And, you know, we've been fortunate to bring some of these simple principles to the world. You know, some people are listening to the show and they're probably thinking, wow, I don't know if I've ever done that. And that's a good thing, because there's a point where I started. Listen, there's a point where I question whether it even worked. And for me, if it doesn't work, I throw it out. I mean, I'll usually give it some time. But if it's something that's not working, why would I keep on to it? Tom, don't you think a lot of times people need to, at least I do, question everything? Because I think we have, a lot of times we walk, I found this in my life so many times, there's a habit I'll have and I'm not even aware of it. Here's a good example for anyone that wants to have some fun. Go into the shower, take a shower tomorrow and try to wash yourself with the opposite hand that you use. Try to bring in some different soap that you've never used. Try to bring in, a sponge that you've never used. Try to do something, change it up a little bit. See, you know, if you're used to washing your hair and putting your hands through your hair, don't put your hands through your hair. Just let the water rinse it off. What you'll find is you've got habits, right? And, you know, it's kind of funny because I think a lot of times we think that we're thinking when we just have a habit that's running the show. So we're not really thinking at all. Now, this applies not only to taking a shower, but to your business. This applies to how you show up in all areas of your life. Are you thinking or are you actually just in a habit of doing things? And when we can start to become conscious of that one little piece, we can start to take control of our lives. We can take our lives back. So if you notice, let's say, and I used to notice this, my wife is really good at early on when she would press my buttons. I had all these buttons that said, you know, you should do life this way. And if anything changes, my goodness, it's her fault, right? Of course, it's always her fault. So she pushed these buttons in, and for immediately I'd think, well, you know, geez, I can't believe it. Why is she doing this? Why would I be with somebody that does that? Blah, blah, blah. The mind goes. But eventually, because I'm a conscious being, I'd stop and go, what's my part in this? How am I creating this in my life? Why am I wearing this button out there? Why don't I release it? Why don't I get rid of that? And, you know, over a period of time, what we do is release those buttons. Again, that's why I wrote this book, The Courage to Change Everything. This book will help you identify some of those buttons that you have that you're wearing that you're not really aware of. But as soon as you become aware of them, I can tell you this. Most of these buttons are just made up anyway. Most of the things that you're reacting to are just made up. They're made up stories in your head. So when you can acknowledge that, well, this is just made up, and you can go to a place where this is just a thought. I'm just having a thought. It's not anything that I need to continue to have. Maybe I'll have another thought. And as soon as you can do that, you can change these habits rather rapidly. Set intention, understand, get some distance between yourself and the whatever the habit is. Understand that you want to bring in some new thoughts, some new habits, start to focus on those. You can change things so rapidly. I've helped people quit smoking. I've helped people get rid of alcohol and addictions. I've helped people to get their businesses on track, making a lot of money almost instantly when they got aware with, this is how I'm going through life. I go, why do you want to do that? How long do you want to create misery in your life? And a lot of them go, not that long. So
oftentimes when I'm working with one of the executives that I coach, I'll, you know, there are two questions I'll ask them. One is, what do you believe? And the second is, why do you believe it? Yeah. And those simple two basic questions will force them to do exactly what you were describing, is to do an inquiry of why they do the things they do, because it's based on a set of beliefs, probably programmed when they were a very young child.
Probably. And you know what? I love those two questions. Thank you for that. One of the questions that I have two questions I like to ask people too. One is, when something shows up, let's say they have a poor relationship with their spouse, I'll just ask them, so how is that a lot like your overall life? Because what shows up in one area is showing up in another area. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you want to, you know, our ego wants to segment everything and segment people and places and things and experiences. But the truth is, we're one being having one life, and wherever we go, there we are. And it shows up that. The other question I want to say, Tom, is I like to ask people, if you were courageous, what would you do now? If you were courageous, what would you do now? If you were courageous, what are the three action steps you might take today? Even as you're listening to this podcast, you know, one of those action steps may be go, well, you know what? Ken's book is pretty awesome. Maybe I should think about getting that and start to drip astute wisdom on my mind and every day and start to journal every day this year. Just a suggestion.
Well, you several times in this conversation, and certainly discussions you and I have had as well, you make a big distinction between information, knowledge, and wisdom. And I've heard you talk about, just stating the obvious, that information you can get on Google, you can just do an internet search. But you make a distinction between that and wisdom.
I do. I information is great, but how do you know it's true? Information, if you search just about any health issue that's out there, let's say you're having psoriasis. I'm just picking something out of the blue, or maybe that's too much. Let's say your stomach's upset. You can go on there and you can get all the symptoms for an upset stomach, and it might give you 10 different diseases that you might have with that one upset stomach. How do you know which one you have? How do you know it's true? Well, that's where wisdom comes in. And wisdom is something that we develop. There's three ways to get it. One is you can get it from other people. You can listen to them. You can learn from them. Other ways, you can get it from personal experience. And a third way is you can get it by developing your intuition. The third way is the most powerful way. And the question comes up, well, how do we develop intuition? Well, intuition, most everybody's born with it, first of all. And it's called your gut instinct, you have a feeling, and it's a lot of people call it. But most people's intuition is undeveloped. You know, it happens here and there, and mine was undeveloped for many years. But I set my intention, I'm going to grow my intuition. Well, how I did that and how you can do that is you need to go into stillness. Leonardo da Vinci, Yogananda, many of the teachers that have profound wisdom, Einstein, say this: isolation is the price of greatness. Isolation is the price of greatness. So when I heard that, I didn't really know what it meant at first, but I had a feeling it meant I need to kind of be with myself. I need to kind of slow down a little bit to succeed. I need to kind of take some time and not be going 90 miles an hour all the time. And when I learned that, as soon as I got still, I would hear what I needed to do next, which is why my meditation practice is so deep. And so I spend so much time. I get every single answer to every single challenge, to every single problem in meditation. It all comes through. Why is that? I asked. What's going on? Well, you know, the neuroscientists tell us now that, and those that are studying epigenetics and some of the other sciences tell us that the mind doesn't really exist in the brain. The mind is everywhere, okay? The mind is outside. It's inside. It's everywhere. So how do we tap into this mind? Well, we tap into the higher states of consciousness by stilling our mind, by stilling our thoughts. We're like a radio receiver receiving all these thoughts all the time, right? By the way, for some of you, this might be new information, but the mind is, or those thoughts you have are not yours. Those thoughts are universal. So what you're doing, the way we use the mind properly is you tune into the highest thoughts that you can, and you ask the right questions. When I say right questions, most people ask about the same questions every day, and they get the same answers every day. Why does my life suck? Why is this happening to me? Why aren't I making enough money? Why am I in this relationship? What can I do differently about this? Those you'll get answers to all those questions, but are those the real answers that you want? Wouldn't you want answers to questions that say something like, what would generate more freedom in my life? How can I become financially free? How can I become spiritually free? How can I become mentally, emotionally free of my baggage, my worries, my concerns, my problems? Those questions, if you ask, continue to ask, you'll start to get the answers to that. And you might not like what they say. They might say, well, you need to let go of a person, a place, a thing, a friend, or somebody that you don't want, that you've been used to being around. You might have to let go of an old habit. Oh my goodness, God, you know, we don't like to let go of any habits that we have or people. But that's exactly what happens for us when we start to tune in to this inner wisdom. So stillness, reading books like mine, this book will help you, The Courage to Change Everything, to get into stillness and to start to reassess your life and go in introspect and then take some new actions every day. I want to say this, go out and do something that you've never done before and do that every day. Try that once a day.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break and be back in a moment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at couragetochange.us/invite. couragetochange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today's show is The Courage to Change Everything. I'm Tom Eddington, co-hosting with my guest today, Ken D. Foster. Welcome back, Ken.
Hey, what do you tell them?
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your book marketing class?
I'd love to do that. You know, as I've been thinking about The Courage to Change Everything, my new book, I was thinking about what could I do to give back to some of my author friends and people that have a book in them, but they haven't really put it in the world yet. But they really have a message that's important for all of us to hear. And I thought about, well, why is that important to me? And I thought, well, it's not only important to me, but also to people that listen to my show to really lift everybody up. I believe that consciousness is not necessarily changing from the top down. We need to create a movement to move consciousness up in this country, and everybody needs to get their voices out there. So what I did is a few of my New York Times bestselling author friends and book marketing strategist and I got together to teach you how to write, how to market, and launch your book to best-selling status at no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, the simple steps to make your book a bestseller. And you can do this, again, for free. You can list some of my author friends like Marcy Shymoff, who's sold over 16 million books. She worked with Jack Canfield in the Chicken Soup of the Soul series. And she's going to teach you her strategies to actually write a book. It's wait till you hear it. One of the speakers is a guy by the name of Bill Gladstone. Bill came on and Bill taught everybody about publishing. He's published over 5,000 books or caused 5,000 plus books to be published. So there's some amazing people. You can get it at courage2change.us/invite, courage2change.us/invite. Thanks for asking about that, Tom.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So I'd like to go back to the Courage to Change Everything and just talk a little bit more about your book. What was the motivation? What were you hoping readers would get from the daily readings? And what were you trying to bring into the world with the book?
Well, I'll give you a couple thoughts I had around that. When I wrote the book, I wasn't exactly sure what the outcome would be. In fact, I believe this, that we don't necessarily write books. Books write us, and they come through us. And I rewrote the book actually three different times because I just wasn't satisfied with it. And I really wanted to, people that read the book, I wanted them to be able to read it and get a pattern for their highest potential. So they read it and understand, what is the pattern in my life for my highest potential? I wanted them to understand how the mind works and the power of the mind, but not only just how to understand it, because a lot of books explain how to understand, but give you a personal experience of how to use your mind every single day to really create a life filled with love and abundance and joy and prosperity. I wanted the book to be a book that could help people to generate abundance in their life. If they did it every single day, would this really work to help them to expand what's possible for them? And then I wanted to, people to learn how to use intention properly. When I say that, it's a lot of people say, well, I intend to do this, I intend to do that. But there is a way to use intention on a daily basis properly, which is in the book, that will help you to really change. If you're a person that's kind of scattered or your mind is over here and here and here, a lot of people that are playing on the creative fields of life are very scattered, and it's hard for them to really focus. I wrote this book for those individuals that want to be more focused. And ultimately, I wrote it for people to get more traction in their life, right? So, somebody asked me one day, what's the opposite of focus? And, you know, it's, focus. And I said, well, most people would think it's being unfocused, right? But it's not. The opposite of being focused is not having any traction in your life. So we really need to have traction. And that's what the book helps people to do. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm really delighted that you've spent the last 6 years putting the book together. And it just feels like a very important thing to be out in the world right now. Because when we look at the state of the world, people need to make some pretty courageous choices about how they're showing up and how they're living their life.
Well, I would challenge anybody that's listening right now today. What do you have the courage to change in your life? Just pick one thing. What do I have the courage to change? Do I have the courage to speak my truth politically? Do I have the courage to go out and maybe let go of a relationship that's not working? Do I have the courage to create a new business? Do I have the courage maybe to create a podcast and put your voice out in the world? Do I have the courage to invite somebody on my show that I think is scares the crap out of me because they're so intellectual, they got so many books published or whatever? I think we just have to ask, you know, how do we increase our courage? And I'd like to just talk about courage for a second too, Tom, because most people do have undeveloped courage. And what does that mean? Well, everybody's born with courage. But if you look at your life, well, let me back up. What is courage, I guess? You know, courage is a feeling. Courage is like fear. When you feel fear, you probably feel a tightness in your body. You might feel your heart palpitating, quicker. You might go to a fight or flight status. Your mind might shut down a little bit. You're not as clear. You're worried. So we know what fear feels like. What does courage feel like? Well, courage feels expansive. You feel powerful. You feel your body's in harmony. You're ready to take on the next thing. You're ready to step into it. It might feel a little exciting in you. It might feel like, oh my goodness, I haven't felt this for a while. But courage is a feeling, and you can access that. But what I shared earlier, ask yourself what's the most courageous things I could do today. If it scares you a little bit, great, go do it anyway. So I think we have to tune in to courage a little more, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book too. It's because I want people to understand not only is there courage in us, but it needs to be developed. And when we can combine courage with intuition, combine if you knew intuition, by the way, is about 98% right. I want to say that there's acts of God that happen that get in the way of my intuition being right. But I'm going to give it 90. When we're living from a place of intuition, combine it with courage and combine that with daily actions, how can your life not get better? I think it's impossible.
So when you think back on the journey you've been on and making some of the courageous decisions you've made, how have you developed your practice of developing your courage?
Well, I do things that don't feel comfortable. I live outside my comfort zone. And I do that on a consistent basis to the point where I have to even question what's uncomfortable anymore, because I'm usually on my uncomfortable zone. Uncomfortable zone, I think it's a bad rap because people feel like I don't want to go there. It's going to feel difficult. I guess for me, emotions are important to help me to notice what's going on in my environment and how I react. But they're very not important as to when I'm being courageous. Because what I want to do is I want to tune into where I'm going. I want to, my mind, just like everybody else, can go to fear very quickly. But you know what? Fear is always, and I've learned this years ago, most people did, fear is false evidence appearing real. The other acronym I like about fear is face everything and recover. So listen, if I'm worried about something, I'm going to face it and move into it and take steps towards it. I'll give you an example of that. 2008 hit, and I was I became a multimillionaire for the first time in my life. I felt so great, man. But I want to say I wasn't a multimillionaire you might think. I was a multimillionaire in debt. So I had multimillion dollars worth of debt. And years ago in my life, when I was in my 20s, I had been bankrupt and I knew I'd never do that again. So I had to figure out, how am I going to do this? So for me, the cowardly thing was not to face my creditors. The courageous thing was to call them up. And I thought, how am I going to call them up? I don't have any money at the time. I said, I'm going to call them up and talk to them anyway, because they keep calling me. I'm just going to put a smile on their face. That was my whole intention. I'm going to make them laugh. And that's what I did. I created friends in it, because I'd tell them, listen, I know your job's got to suck, man. You guys got to call these people who are hanging up on you and not answering phones. So I'm just here to let you know I'm here. I don't have any money, but I'm here and I'll talk with you. And you know what it did? It changed their attitude, and they created a new rapport for me, so that when the money came in, when I generated the cash again, I went back and negotiated with those guys, and they'd go to bat for me. It would actually go to bat, And I had a friend of mine at the time, Bill Bartman, who was a fellow that had negotiated. He had at one time 5,000 employees with one of the. He was a Fortune 500 company, and he was a debt collector, right? So Bill had let me know some of the understandings about the industry and going on. Anyway, long story short, I learned, got the information I needed. I put a smile on their face. And when the money came back in, I was able to negotiate all my debt, pay it all off 100% within 2 years, by the way. So, that took courage. And, but I practice being in the uncomfortable zone all the time.
Well, thank you. Let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back in a minute.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. I'm Tom Eddington. Today's show is The Courage to Change Everything. And my guest is Ken Foster. Ken, so with courage, how can people change their lives? What can they expect?
Well, I'll answer the second part of that question first, what they can expect. They can expect challenges to show up. They can expect feeling like they're not going to be able to do it now and then. They can expect to struggle sometimes. But they can also expect to learn how to become completely fearless, to become joyful in spite of whatever's going on. They can learn to create wealth beyond measure. They can create great relationships. They can create lasting love in deep understandings of themselves and be able to make a difference in this world and contribute back. They can expect to be of service to others. They can expect to live a life, not without struggle for some, but a life that will be, at the end of their life, they look back and they go, this is a life well lived. I am so glad I did this. The first part of that question, how to use courage to do that, I started to say that the last segment is, first of all, pick something that you haven't done before and go do it. One thing, do that on a consistent basis. Another way you can develop your courage and use courage is to, like I said, ask the questions that we talked about earlier, if I was courageous to do that. Another part that takes courage to get into is develop a daily practice of being with yourself. You don't have to do long-term meditations in the beginning, but create something in your life, morning and evening, that you take time for yourself. Another piece with courage is allow yourself to notice who you are. Who am I? Who am I without my thoughts? Who am I without my body? Who am I without my house, my relationship? Who are you as a being? And start to tune into that being more and more, because that is where courage comes from. Also know this, why would you want to develop courage? I'll tell you this. Courage is the bridge. It's a bridge from fear to love. It's a bridge from unhappiness to happiness. It's the bridge from poverty to wealth. It's the bridge from not knowing yourself to knowing yourself. It's courage is the bridge. And without that bridge, without taking courageous actions on a daily basis, you're going to stay stuck where you are. And I'll say this for most people listening. Your greatest thinking has got you where you are, for better or not. My greatest thinking got me back in 1992 completely stuck in my life, completely in a place where I just wanted to leave this life. Now, a lot of you aren't at that place. You're at a place that things are working. But why not make them work better? Why not live a life of excellence? Surround yourself with the most amazing people on the planet. Have a great experiences every day. Take your business to a whole new level. That's what courage can do. And that's why I wrote the book, The Courage to Change Everything. I haven't told anybody where they can get it, Tom, by the way. And I'll just mention it real quick. It's they can go to CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. And I want to say this about that, is that if you go there, you're going to get a couple things. You're going to get a couple recorded classes from me of how to use the book and step into the book and start your new year. I can almost guarantee it'll shift everything just listening to those classes. There's also a program on there that I'm giving everybody. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. It's one of my programs. And I've chosen not to put the hard copy on Amazon right now. You can get the Kindle edition. But if you get go to my site, CourageToChange.us, you're going to get that program, Release, Renew, Evolve. I sell it on the website for $200. There's audios involved. There's a workshop and workbook involved. And it's a program that we started out this process with. It's a program that helps you to release your past. It helps you to release your any anger, resentments, guilt, any kind of failures, failure consciousness, anything that's going on in your life. That program will help you get clear. Once you're clear, now you can step into the reprogramming your mind with success thoughts every single day. So I hope you'll check it out, CourageToChange.us.
And what do you hope to see in the world, Ken, with the release of this book?
I hope to see a lot more happy people that I can hang with, right? And you can hang with, Tom. I hope to see people that bring wisdom to government, that bring wisdom to our school system, that bring wisdoms to our community, that live a wise life within their own homes, that they bring more peace and harmony to themselves. It's all an inside job. I've found that. And you know, if we change ourselves, we change the world. It's that simple. Change your life, you'll change people around you. They'll show up differently. They'll act differently. Who was it? Westinghouse that, George Westinghouse, who was the founder of Westinghouse Electric, right? He was the one that supported Tesla in his development direct current, right? Westinghouse said at the end of his life, he said, I want to destroy all my papers, everything. I only want people to remember me by my actions. And, you know, I think if we live by that, if we live from a place of, I just want people to remember me by my actions every single day. What are your actions? If you don't like them, change them. So that's what I want people to get out of this, Tom, and I hope they'll take me up on it.
Well, any other thoughts you want to share with the viewers and listeners today, Ken, before we wrap up?
Just I want to, first of all, thank you, Tom, for interviewing me today. It's been a special treat for me to be able to express some of my views and my values and let people know about what's going on in my life. I'm always interviewing other people, so that doesn't happen so much. So thank you so much for taking your time to do this today. And I want to just thank my audience, everybody, for listening and letting helping my show grow, Voices of Courage, into the show that it's become in 160 countries. I really appreciate that with tens of thousands of listeners. Thank you so much, everybody.
Well, thank you, Ken. I really have appreciated the time being with you today, the conversations we've been in, and it's been a delight being a host with you on the show.
Thanks so much, Tom. Alrighty. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.